Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and we're at the WSIA conference in San Diego. I'm speaking today with Dan Law, head of the cyber practice at HSB. Dan, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Dan, the commercial cyber market is growing, but challenges seem to remain. A significant percentage of businesses do not have cyber insurance. Why do you suppose that might be?
You know, it's a really interesting question, and general knowledge around that means that largely we're talking about SME space, small and medium-sized enterprises that don't have cyber insurance. And, you know, adoption has been maybe tougher to come by than some people have thought. I think we've got the right tools in place as a market, as insurers, as brokers to take the products to the SME marketplace, and we're doing a lot of right things out there. I think some of the focus has been taken off, you know, property challenges in the market, casualty challenges in the market. The focus has been elsewhere for a little bit. But for those SMEs, we really need to focus on bringing product to them that makes sense for their size and scope of their business. And we can do that with the product development efforts that I know are underway at some of the carriers out there. We can educate brokers and agents on better ways to sell. We can remove barriers to selling the product for those SME customers.
Do some of the headline events of the big companies that get hit with a cyber event, does that help put it in the minds of the SMEs that they need the coverage as well?
It does. I would say the interesting thing, though, is they seem to just keep rolling in and rolling in these days, and people are maybe a little bit numb to thinking that it will impact their small or medium-sized business. So they think that all leans toward the bigger folks, the large national enterprises that people are being impacted at that level. So I think there is a bit of a numbness factor to some of that these days.
Still, I would imagine it's got to give your agents and brokers a chance to at least get in front of clients, if nothing else.
Absolutely. They should be using those as opportunities to be talking with those small customers about the need for cyber insurance and protecting themselves. You know, as many claims examples exist for those large organizations, the mom and pop stores on the street corner, we have just as many claims examples of businesses like that being impacted. And the need for cyber insurance, regardless of the size of your organization, remains.
Can't help but ask, are you seeing any new risks these days?
Lots of new risks, lots of new threat vectors. You know, it's different ways to attack the organizations. Of course, you know, AI is the hot topic out there. I think there's AI for good and AI for evil. A lot of deepfake technology and things like that. I think the bones of it is really the same. You know, a lot of these threat actors trying to figure out a way to separate you from your money. So how they go about doing that may change a little bit. You know, we need to stay on top of that. A lot of the threat intelligence folks and having those conversations and training the employees, the deepfakes now are so good that even the best trained employees for cyber awareness can really still, you know, give up the purse when they don't mean to.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So what are some of the other challenges that we're seeing as far as exposures go?
Just the threat actors really coming in and finding different avenues to come in and separate you, like I said, from your money. Finding new and interesting ways to do that using technology. It's just pervasive these days, really, the way we're seeing it. So, you know, hot topics there are, you know, ransomware remains a big threat out there to businesses of every shape and size. The cybercrime component, the business email compromise, is still the largest one that we're seeing out there.
Are you confident that cyber can be profitable and is profitable?
I am very confident that done the right way with the appropriate protections, the right services driven to the client base, the right coverages being provided, it can be profitable and it should be profitable if done correctly.
I would imagine the key's got to be underwriting.
The key is underwriting, in my view. I really think it is. I think underwriting, understanding what the threat landscape really holds for those different business types. You know, there's a lot of tools at people's disposal these days to understand what's going on from a technology standpoint within small organizations. And when you delve into that correctly, you understand it the right way, you have the right parties at the table to underwrite that risk, it can be underwritten profitably.
So I got to ask, where do you see the cyber market headed 2025 and even beyond?
It's an interesting question. I don't have the crystal ball that I wish that I did on a lot of the market. You know, I don't. I see the market continuing to grow. I think what you're really asking about is probably on the rating environment, and that's different. That's a little tough to understand. There are new entrants coming in, new capacity coming into the market quite frequently. What I do know is, with the healthy competition, driving product to the SMEs is really the name of the game, and I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see the competition. I'm happy to see people in providing the right product to the right market. Event. We're just bringing more insureds into the fold, and that's really what we need to do to drive a profitable cyber market for everybody.
Dan, so great to speak with you today.
Thank you very much.
That was Dan Law, head of the cyber practice at HSB, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.